On the phone with us this morning, Seth Crane from the Hondo Auction. Time to talk about the morning market report on KCWM. Find out how it went. Good morning, Seth. You doing all right?
I'm doing good this morning, Mike. You?
Doing pretty good, Seth. I was griping before we got on the air here. It's cold this morning.
Well, it was cold yesterday morning, too. I'll tell you what, it's getting where it's cold every morning, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. One of these mornings we'll be talking about it. Man, it sure is warm this morning, then it'll be hot afternoons, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
We'd like to be talking about rain. We talked about that before we got on the air. Not much in the forecast, but a little bit. We need it bad, don't we?
I tell you what, we sure need a rain, Mike. That's about all you can say about it. It's pretty dry everywhere, all over the country. So.
Yeah.
Whenever it wants to come, we're ready.
Yeah, sure. Wondering about that sale yesterday right on the heels of the Junior Livestock Show.
I end up being pretty good, you know.
Okay.
316 head of cattle, 26 head of sheep and goats. Before we get into the cattle, as far as your sheep and goats, those lambs, those show lambs and those show goats, look like they're going to bring anywhere from 140 up to 170 there yesterday on the ones we had. Didn't have just a real big number of them, but did have a few to kind of test the market there. As far as the rest of the goat market, just really good. Did have one Barber Doe type ram there yesterday. I think his horns measured somewhere around 38 inches.
Wow.
Brought a little over $1,640, something like that. They sure wanted him. Sure had a pretty set of horns on him. As far as a cow run yesterday, another big cow run. Probably, I don't know what the final count was. Probably ended up with somewhere around 100 cows. Counting the bulls, tested, palpated a little over 60 cows, I think it was, something like that. On the packer cows, they said up north, the cows are just coming from everywhere all over the state. They put money on last week, and they took a bunch off this week. Best cow this week bring right up there at 59. On the best of most of them cows bring in back in the mid to low 50s again, and on the weaker cows from 36 up to 42, something like that. Same on the bulls, 62 up to 80 cents. Like I say, though, they just say it's dry everywhere, lots of cows coming to town, and then they think it's going to continue until it rains, I guess. As far as the pairs, 1190 on our pairs there yesterday. I think had a couple others in the mix there, and had one Bramer pair bring up over $2,000. As far as the bred cows, had quite a few yesterday, quite a few young cows. They were young. Quality wasn't that great on them, but were a lot of young cows, $600 up to $1,000 bill on most of them, and then one had one Brentle kind of F1 cow there yesterday bring up to $1,520. So got along pretty good in the cow market, just like I say, a lot of them. Again, they're not carrying a lot of flesh and a lot of pounds, but sure seeing some young cows. Sure would like to see it rain and so we can keep some of them around in the country.
Yeah, sure.
As far as the calf market, Mike, that's 2 weeks in a row of just a really good market. They got 127 in the fats here last Friday, which was huge. Lots of demand on these cattle. You know, I wouldn't say there was any big jumps yesterday, but it was sure as good as what it was last week. You know, from the little one to the big one, everything looked like it was selling really, really well and dollaring out, you know, lots of money. Some of these big yearlings, you know, it's pretty easy to get one over $1,000 again all of a sudden. So just a good market. 2 to 3 weight steers, $1.55 up to $1.92. 2 to 3 weight heifers, $1.35 up to $1.46. 3 to 4 weight steers, $1.50 up to $1.90. 3 to 4 weight heifers, $1.30 to $1.57. 4 to 5 weight steers, $1.45 to $1.80. 4 to 5 weight heifers, $1.25 up to $1.55. 5 to 6 weight steers, $1.42 up to $1.62. 5 to 6 weight heifers, $1.20 up to $1.46. 6 to 7 weight steers and bull calves, $1.30 up to $1.47. 6 to 7 weight heifers, $1.15 to $1.40. 7 to 8 weight steers and bull yearlings, $1.20 up to $1.36, and 7 to 8 weight heifers, $1.10 up to $1.26 on those. So like I say, these big cattle, there's a lot of demand on some of these bigger bull yearlings, you know, and if you get into some of those good steers, you know, they're really selling well too. So just an all-around good market, Mike, and I hope it sticks around here for a little while longer.
Got a special coming up too, Seth.
You bet, Mike. It'll be here in a few weeks, February the 19th. It's going to be a pretty one of our bigger ones, I think. Put a list together there the other day. you know, we're going to have somewhere right around 800 weaned calves. All those cattle will be weaned somewhere around 45 days. All will have had shots. And, you know, outside of that, everything else that's coming, Mike, I'm going to say we're ended up with 1,200 to 1,500, something like that, unless we just have a total rain out. But it's going to be a good sale. We're still accepting consignments. You know, with that many weaned cattle, I think we're going to have sell somewhere around five or six straight truckloads, somewhere along those lines. There'll be lots of buyers, and like I say, just a good sale. If anybody has any questions on it, feel free to give us a call or needs help getting there, you know, and you can always look us up right there on the website for updates and information. And now Facebook. Check us out there on Facebook or Mike Carr's Morning Report.
Man, you guys
any additional information.
Getting fancy there, Seth.
You bet.
Okay. All right, buddy. We'll visit with you next week and talk about more about that special, I bet.
All right. Sounds good, Mike.
This is Seth Crane from the Hondo Livestock Auction. Looking to buy or sell some sheep, cattle, or goats at a convenient location with competitive market prices and top quality service? Butter, Howard, or I can take care of all of your needs, including cattle hauling and working services also. Butter Crane's Union Commission Company is open every day on the airbase in Hondo. Sales begin every Monday morning at 11 a.m. with the sheep and the goats, and then the cattle at 11:30. In Hondo, call 426-3383 or on the Metro at 741-8061. Special stocker feeder sales are every even-numbered month, generally on the second Monday. Be listening for market reports at 6:20 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday on the KCWM Morning Report on 1460. Information also on the internet at hondolivestock.com. Hondo Auction and Union Commission Company on the airbase in Hondo.